We're learning Mesechta's Bei that Beizim and Aleph. The Mishnah says Bei Shel to be yantif if the egg is laid on yantif b'shamayim teichal. B'shamay says that you could eat the egg b'silaim aloy teichal. You cannot eat the egg. And the Gemara asks the question b'mayaskinan. If it's a tarnagelis hametis la'achila, the tarnagelis was there for the purpose of eating it. Why would the egg be aser? May tamayim de b'silal uchel difersum. Since the tarnagelis is muchan, it's royal la'achila. And the egg is a part of the tarnagelis. It's uchel de ivritz. And Taisa says, "We buy shachet va'achal kol mashir weva." You could have eaten the entire tarnagelis, including the egg. You could shecht tarnagelis on yantif and eat it, and therefore the egg would not be muksa for sure. Ela b'tarnagelis ametz l'gadol beitzim. If the tarnagelis is there for the purpose of growing eggs, so the tarnagelis then would be muksa. So may tamayu de beishamay muksahi. What's the reason of beishamay? It's muksa. The tarnagelis is muksa. And therefore the egg is muksa as well, we'll see. And this is a rule. This muksa that the Gemara refers to, there are different categories of muksa. Muksa can mean different things, but the muksa of our sugya is that something which is not mukhan, something which is not meant to be used, it's not prepared, it's not set aside for use on Shabbos and Yantif, it's muksa, it's something which you set it aside the other way, not to be used, you are maksadaitamine, and therefore it's aser. And the Gemara says, Umay kushim, what was the question? Don't be shame, let's do muksa. Maybe shame doesn't hold the muksa, meaning this type of muksa, that's something which is set aside, not meant to be used. Beshame holds its mutter, and Rashi quotes Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds the way, because Moshe Shemin Shimonev Shabakara Aser. The Rabbi Shimon matter, when you have oil that was in an air, so it's muksa, you weren't allowed to use it, Benesh Mashes. It was not meant to be used because it's in an air. You can't take it from the air. It's a problem of kibbutz. It's muksa machmas iser. But either way, it's not meant to be used. It's not muchan to use. And Slob Shimon holds that it's mutter to use it when the air goes out. So Gemara says, Kasal kadaita chafilu man deshori b'muksa b'neilad aser. The Havimina who asked the Kasha felt that everyone holds that neilad's aser. Muksa might be mutter, but neilad would be aser. And Rashi explains, because muksa we say, le'maksi inish midayte midi dechazloi. Something which a person could use, he's never maksa. He always has in mind, maybe he'll use it. But ne'lad le'av yada, then have yadaitle. He didn't know about it, nor did have dasanet. And that the Gemara says, Amar av nachman, le'elam t'anagaras ha'menes le'gadol beitzim, u'dis le'muksa isle ne'lad, u'dles le'muksa lesle ne'lad. It really is the t'anagaras ha'menes le'gadol beitzim. The one who holds of muksa and holds that something has to be muchan for use, so neilad also, it wasn't around, it's not considered muchan for use. But the one who doesn't hold the muksa, who holds that even if it wasn't meant to be used, it wasn't muchan for use, it's okay. So who would the neilad also is mutter. And that's the machlekes b'shamay and b'silo. B'shamay kerev shimon doesn't hold the muksa, this type of muksa, of something which is not aimed to use. And Rabbi Yehuda, and Beisil goes like Rabbi Yehuda, that holds of muksa, since it's Tanagelis, a menace, the Gala Beitzim, it's not intended to be used. The Beitzah is Neiland, the Beitzah he didn't know about. Nevertheless, the Tanagelis, a menace, la'achila, since you were meant to eat the Tanagelis, the Beitzah is a part of the Tanagelis, and is Muchan Agav the Tanagelis, like Taisa says, because Ibai Shachalei V'achal Kol Meshavagava. Now, just to be masper a little bit more, what was the Gemara's havamina that Neilad is asa l'kuli alma? Why would the Gemara think that Neilad is asa l'kuli alma? And what's the Gemara's maskana that it's not? Is a fikayam? It's in Chelik Beis Simin Yates. He's Marich. He has a few shtiklach about muksa, and he says that what should be who this iser muksa? What's the iser muksa should be holds of? Because it has to be means a chanami by day. Means a Rashi and afchavavim in days. That says the following words: Uman de islay muksa chana mi baidyaim ba'i k'dechsev v'haye b'yam ashishe ve'echinu. The one who holds the muksa holds you need a chana mi baidyaim. Now Rashi there is a shtickle mashmitz the Raisa, and we'll see very soon Rashi and Beizim and Beiz holds or seems to hold clearly is a shita that holds that muksa is the Raisa. You learn that from ve'echinu that teaches you that anything that you use in Shabbos and Yom Tov needs a chana. Most Yishenim hold the muksa is the Rabbanan, the whole Ve'echinu is an Esmechta. But either way, the din is, you need a chana. That's the aside. What does Rabbi Shimon hold? Rabbi Shimon's less leimuksa. Does he hold that you don't need hachana? Now we find that there's several times Rabbi Shimon's made it to muksa. A muksa which you maksa daitai, which you don't intend to use it, and Rabbi Shimon says is muksa. L'mashal muksa machmas kisar and kiss. Even Rabbi Shimon holds, you have something which is valuable, and therefore you don't want to use it for anything other than its designed use, which is not possible in Shabbos and Yantif. So muksa machmas kisar Rabbi Shimon's made it. You also find another Inyan in Perikira that Gregory Sutsmukim, when you set up figs or grapes to dry, to make dried figs or raisins, then it's muksa, because you adachi bi adayim, you made it not roi bi adayim. So what's the pshat? So one pshat he has is, Rabbi Yehuda holds you need muchan, and Rabbi Shimon holds you don't need muchan, haktsah shteris. Rabbi Yehuda holds he has to be set aside for use muchan, Rabbi Shimon says no. But if you max it, if you decide you bedafka don't want to use it, that's a problem. But there's something in between. You're not bedafka max it. You're keeping it for beitzim, not for achila. But it's not like you, it's not a kpeid, you're not maxedaita, it's just not muchan. Not meant for achila, but it's not like you have anything against it. Muxmasar and kiss, you're very careful not to use it for anything else. So you maxedaita. So that's one set. The Rav Shimon holds you don't need muchan. Rav Shimon holds haktsah is a problem. Rav Yehuda holds it's not just haktsah. Anything that's not muchan is missing hachana, that's called muksa. Rav Shimon holds you need dafka haktsah. That's one svar. Second thing is maybe Rav Shimon also holds you need muchan. The question is what's called muchan? Let's say something is not really muchan, but you have in mind you might use it. That's good enough to be muchan. Even if you don't know that you're going to use it, but we say you're intending to use it. That's really the lashon of Rashi here. Lo maxi inish midaita midi dechazile. You're not really maxi midaita. It's something that's roi for you, so you're making it. Now he's mayrich about it with a lot of different gemaras and rishonim. Vafikayam is mayrich about this kakira. Reb Shimon holds that you don't need muchan. It's just naksash. There is Reb Shimon holds you need muchan, but that's considered muchan. But one of the things he brings, and l'chayre it's pretty clear, is this Gemara of Maisa Shem and Shebener that Rashi brought. The Gemara says it's only by a ner, which is a small thing. Kais ka'arav ha'ashashis, if you have a cup, a bowl, or a lantern, which has enough oil that it won't go out on Shabbos, so the Gemara says that by a ner, adam yeshivu mitzapa masaytich benere. A person's waiting for it to go out, because it will go out. But kais ka'arav ha'ashashis, where the person's not yeshivu mitzapa, so then, it's considered muksa even according to Reb Shimon. So now we clearly imply this thing. Reb Shimon also is masking, we need muchan. Something which is not muchan is muksa. But Reb Shimon holds that your das, that you might use it, that's called achana. That's why nigeshivu mitzapa masaytich benere. So that is what, and kind of this is what Rashi's saying. That a tainagelis from enes legandol beitzim, the pshat is, you might eat it. You're not 100% sure. You're not intending specifically. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't consider it muchan unless you're intending to eat it. It's aymerei fechila. But Rabbi Shimon holds, as long as it's possible to eat it, say your das is on it. Now, Meis Hashem and Shemener, Ben Hashmashis, it wasn't possible. But even Ben Hashmashis, you were thinking you might use it. So that's called you were making it Ben Hashmashis. And this is how he explains. That's why Migadis Katsayla Ben Ashmash is Kaila Kuliyama, because it wasn't Muchami Bayyam. But according to Reb Shimon, you had in mind. So you, it is called Muchat. So Mela, that explains why by Neilan, the egg wasn't there, so it wouldn't be Shaykh to be making it. Reb Shimon also has the Muchan. If the egg's not there, it wouldn't be Shaykh to be making it. So by Taranagailis and Medis Lachila, it's Mela Muchan because it's a Chalik of the Taranagailis. So it gets the chan of the Tarnagoilis. Mashenga by a Tarnagoilis, Medesakamel Beitzim, where it doesn't have the chan of the Tarnagoilis. So on the Tarnagoilis, we say, good, he has a mind. If he wants, he could eat it. But on the egg, he doesn't have a mind to eat the egg as an egg, because it's not around. Now, Taisus asked the Kasha, Taisus the Maskel Kasalka Daitach, he asked the Kasha, how could the Gemara have a Havimina that the Manda, Asab Manda, Shari b'muksa asa b'naylad, we have a braisa of shivrei kelim that it says, "Masikim b'kelim, ei masikim b'shivrei kelim." The Rebbe Yehuda b'shem hamater. If you have, let's say, a keli that breaks, a wooden utensil or furniture that breaks on Yom Tov, according to Yehudi, you cannot use the broken wooden keli for firewood because it's nailed. This firewood was nailed, it kind of became new. Now, originally was a kli, it became, it's called nailed. But according to Rav Shimon, you could. So you see clearly, man the shari b'muk, so shari b'nailed. So Taisus says that there's a difference. This is more nailed. This is nailed tfei. Because it wasn't in the world altogether. The kli was in the world, it just wasn't in this form. And the chayit is far as like we're saying. There's a naila that the pshat is the achana changed. So that's a chsar and achana. That's the reason why. That's the comparison of muksa to naila. Muksa means it wasn't aimed to use. Naila means that it's even more. It wasn't around bichlal. But even though it was around, but in this form it wasn't around. In other words, this particular material was mucham ibayim, but this form is new. That's why it's called naila, and therefore there's an iser. Rav Shimon says, just like Rav Shimon by the Ner says, that even though the Ner wasn't Roy Ben Ishmashis, but you had in mind that it could be Roy, every Kli also, Yeshiv Umutzapa. It might break. Just like an air goes out, a Kli could break. So you have in mind to be Mechen. It's you are being Mechen, the Shivrei Kli for Asaka. That's part of your Achana on the Kli. Mashengen and Davish Leibel Oilam Al Kapanim Nahavim in the held. That's not Bchalat Shayach Achana. It's not around. So it's Bchalat Shayach to Bchal Achana. And that is a little bit shver because just like a, even according to Rabbi Yehuda that it holds of Neilad, Tanegelas Menes Achil is not called Neilad because it's like Mucha and it's Uchel the Ifritz. It's Mucha and Agavimai. So why not say that according to Reb Shimon also even a Tanegelas Menes Achil abates him, but we're saying that's also called Muchan. Because he has a mind to eat it, possibly. So why wouldn't the beitza be called muchan, like the ochel de'ifris? You have to be mechalik, I guess, and say that if something's genuinely muchan, it is an eichel now, so then the egg is included in the achana. Now, Shankin, if something be'etzim isn't an eichel, it's just your das to possibly make it an eichel, to make it muchan, that would only be on the tainagelis itself. But in the egg that was laid later, there was no achana on the egg as an egg, so the achana on the tarnagelis wouldn't count. But this is Be'erich the Svar. Now, there's a Gemara in Shabbos, Nav Kuf Chafal from the days, it's two Gishayis in the Gemara, but Gersus Rashi in that Gemara, the Gemara was discussing, it's a Gemara that comes in Derech Agav there. And the Gemara was discussing what to do with different muksa things. The Gemara says that if you have tzayas katan, if a katan has some tzaya that's lying around the house, came from the katan, so you could take a kli to cover it, right? You know, you don't want it, you don't want anyone to trip over it to get dirty, so you put a kli over it. So the Gemara says, why do you need a kli to go over the tzayas katan? The tzayas katan shouldn't be muksa altogether. Why? Because it's mechenes the klavim. Apparently dogs could eat the tzayas katan, so why is it a mechenes the klavim? It's dog food. That's the Gemara's kash. Now the Gemara says like this, this is what's negei to us. V'chi teima dolechazi lei me'esmol, v'atanya naharis ha'meishkin me'anis ha'nev me'rein karagli kaladam. Are you going to say that the tzayis klavim wasn't around in the early day, but we have a rule that the water from rivers or from springs, ha'rein karagli kaladam is negei to hilchus tumen, but al-kapanim, you're allowed to drink it, even though the water wasn't around. So the Chayyish Dein, the Gemara Legirsis Rashi, if something wasn't around yesterday, but you knew that it was going to come, it was a normal thing for it to come, it's Urchaya Bahachi, so the Gemara brings a Raya from the Haris HaMeshkin, that water wasn't around, but you knew it was going to come, to Tzayas Katan, even though it wasn't around, but you knew it was going to come, so it doesn't have a din of Nailat. So the Shainim ask, so why don't we say the same thing with Be'yash Nol de Biyamtiv? Why would Be'ish Nel Debianta be a problem of Neilad? You have an egg layer in your chicken coop, right? You come in every day to get eggs. What's the problem of Neilad? Why isn't the same thing as Tzayis Katan, where the Gemara brings Raif and the Haris HaMeshkin, that something which you know will come, is a Neilad? So who would then, the egg, you know it's going to come, why would it be considered Neilad? That's the Rishaynim's Kasha. You say this is a Kasha in Hilchas Neilad. So the Rishonim first bring a Yesh Mefarshim, which is actually the Baal Amor here, who says it because of a different question. The Baal Amor says that the case of the Gemara of Tanya Gadol Semenes Legadol Beitzim is specifically when the Beitzim Avia Legadol Efrechem. You don't have egg layers because you want to eat eggs. You're raising chickens. So you have the hens that are going to have the eggs, but those eggs are specifically to have little chicks. You're a chicken farmer. You're a chicken breeder. So then, the egg is Aser on Yom Tov. But if the egg, it's a Tarnagelos, the menace, the gadol beitzim, but the egg was Aymed la'achila, it's takamutter. There's no nailed. You know it's coming, so there's no nailed b'chol. As they help the Baal Amor. Now, Baal Amor's raya is from a different Gemara. Gemara says like this, Gemara in Shabbos, that says, if you have a goat, which you use for milk, now you're not allowed to milk it on Shabbos inside a ka'ara, you're not allowed to milk it into a pail, that would be nisa deraisa, but the Gemara says you can milk it into a kedera, into food. Because if the milk would have a din mashka, that's an isa deraisa of dosh, but if the milk would not have a din mashka, would have a din eichel, mashka bala eichel ka eichel dami, so you take a big pot of oatmeal, and you milk it directly into the pot of oatmeal, becomes part of the oatmeal, becomes part of the meichel, and it's mutter. In fact, the Baal Amor, what happened to Muksa? Just like he was saying, you can't use an egg that's laid on Yom Tov. How could you use milk that you milked on Yom Tov? But what happened to Neiland? So the Baal Amor, if I say there's no such thing. If it's meant to give eggs, if it's meant to give milk, there's no Neiland. What's the problem with this egg? The egg is not meant for eating. The egg is meant legadol efrechem. But the Rishonim, so that would answer the Rishonim's kasha. Say is katan, the mayonis hamashkim, as mutter. But here, the egg itself wasn't meant for achila, it was meant legadol efrechem. But the Rishonim asked that the Gemara never mentions that. The Gemara says the Tana Gels, the menis legadol beitzim. It didn't mention that the beitzim aimed legadol efrechem. And they asked another kasha, that even if the Tana Gels is a menis la'achila, but still, the egg is not Aymed Lachil, the egg is meant for Ephraim. Unless you say for that, that if the Tarnagelis is a menace Lachil, it doesn't matter what the egg is for. It'll be Muchan Agav the Tarnagelis. Now the Taisus Shmita also asks this Kasha from Chayil of Adam, Eiz L'Teich HaKadeira. He says that milk, it definitely is going to be there. A milking goat will give milk every single day without fail. But eggs, you never know. Doesn't necessarily come. Sometimes it's there, sometimes it's not. You never know. That's why eggs are nailed. I guess by tzayis katan also, you know for sure it'll be tzayis katan. Every day it's a thing. Eggs, you don't know. Rashi is a shtickle mashman away. Rashi says, by nailed, by having yodded the heavy daitelay, he didn't know, meaning he didn't know it was going to come. So that's one mahalach. That a nailed that you know it's going to come is not a nailed. And that's the Gemara in Shabbos kuf kafal from the days. And that explains the Gemara in Shabbos about the milk. You have the milk, you have the tzayis katan, you have the naris hamashkin, but an eyelid of eggs is you don't know what's going to come, you have no das on it. So already we have two malachim. The malamar's malach is by eggs is taken not an eyelid, only by legadol efrechem, and we have the das of the tzayis rid, and the rishayim also, the rishayim that we mentioned, the Shabbos kuf kafal from the days, the Ramban, the Rajma, they mention this possibility also. But they say really a different shot. They say by eggs it doesn't help because the egg is part of the tarnagolus. The tarnagolus is a menis legadol beitzim, so the egg is also aser. If you would checked a tarnagolus menis legadol beitzim, the whole tarnagolus is aser. So here also, the egg, even if it's laid, is going to be aser. That's a lashon in Ramban. It's like, gidda begufa kegufa damya. Which I mean like this. If you have tzayish shel katan, it was never inside a davar muksa. The katan's not muksa at all. Right? The only thing is, it wasn't around, so that's okay. As long as you know it's coming, that's not neilut. But here, it's muksa agav imay. That's the problem with it. That's the neilut shabai. It's part of a dava muksa, so it's muksa. That's how the Rishonim are understanding the problem with Tanagolus Menes Gal Beitzim. It's a chelik of a dava muksa. So I saw, in the Hayantik Sefer, a Gvaldik Sefer called Pnei Yom Tov, from a very Amram, that he says, I don't understand the Rishonim. Tanagelis and Menes Legal of Beitzim, okay. But here the Gemara says, Kasalta Daitach, Afil Aman the Shori B'Muksa B'Neilat Aser. Even suddenly, even the ones that hold that Muksa is Mutter Neilat Aser. So if the problem with the egg is only because it's a chelik of a Dava Muksa, so what would be the tzad that if Muksa is Mutter, it's still Neilat Aser? It's not a chelik of a Dava Muksa anymore. Why wouldn't you have the heter of the Tzayas Katan or the Cholav? So he has two possible truths, and one is a little bit the mahalach we were speaking before. And the pshat is according to Rav Shimon, when the chayfis is muksa, it's muksa. When it's ayman legal beitzim, it's muksa. It's not golden eichel. The reason why you're allowed to eat tanugelos amenas legal beitzim is because now you want it lachil. It's no longer muksa. So either the pshat is you don't need mucha mibaydeim, or the pshat is that since he had in mind that he could change it, but something changes when you decide you want to eat it. That's the yisoid according to Rabbi Shimon. But when it's taka amenas legal beitzim, so it's not called muchan. So Mimela, the Yisayda Davar is like this. Tzayis Katan, there's nothing not muchan about it. The Katan is not the slightest bit muksa. Naharis HaMeshkim is nothing not muchan about it. It's just it's not ba'olam. The fact that it's going to come ba'olam makes it muchan. But Egen Atah Negelos HaMedes HaGad Al Beitzim, even if you're less lay muksa, it's not muchan. If you're less lay, if you is lay muksa, so it's the Atah Negelos is aser. If you're less lay muksa, so then, when you decide to eat the Tainagelis, it becomes the Tainagelis, the Medes Lachila. It wasn't Mucham Ibayayim, so it could be Reb Shimon holds. You don't need Mucham Ibayayim, could be Reb Shimon holds. That's considered Mucham because Yidas is on it. But the egg, which is an Einay Mucham, and it never, the chicken never, the hen never changed. Tainagelis never changed. The egg can't be Chalon in the Teres Mucham because you know it's coming. Because at this point it's a chelik of the chicken which is a muchan. That's his teretz. Ken zayin. But then he says another teretz. He says shamati, which I think might be even better. That the hadman of the Gemara was that this nailet is worse because it's called eina ba'olam klal. And according to the hadmana, it's b'chol na'chayach hachana. Sayas katan l'maskanas ha'gemara even by beya man d'lesle muksa lesle nailet means. The pshat is you could be making it. Whether it's considered to be ksas ba'ilam that you could be making it, or whether you can be making even a davashena ba'ilam klal, but you could be making it. So then, the only reason why it's taka asur l'man di amar, that muksa is asur, is because it's a chelik of a davar muksa, it receives the same muksa as the mother. Otherwise, tzayis katan haris hameshkin, the fact that you know it's coming is okay. A beitzah, since it's a chelik of the mother, that's muksa, so mele gets a tyrus muksa. But the hadman of the Gemara, manda islay muksa neilat aser, like Tais explains, it's a worse neilat than a regular neilat, it's ena ba'ilam klal. You don't have to come on to the fact that it's a tyrus muksa, so menes the gadol beitzin, and the muksa goes. Stam, it's a ena ba'ilam klal, it's not chayach hachana. You'll ask me, so what about tyrus muksa, so menes lachila? So there I'll say, since it's a chelik of the eichel of the tarnagelis, so mele gets hachana that way. It can't get hachana out an egg, but it's part of a chicken which is muchan. Mashegin, if you don't have the hachana of the uchel of the ifris, it's bechlal na chay hachana tzeina ba'ilim klal. But that's not because the chicken's muksa. It's less than muksa. But they're going in the maskana. The maskana is that there's no problem with eina ba'ilim klal. Or that it's considered to be ba'ilam ksas that machshava could be meichin it. Navas, but the islay muksa islay nailed. On that the kasha is, so why do you say that there's no sign of nail? Because you knew it was coming. On that the teretz is, because it was a chelik of a davar muksa. So lefizeh, we have like this. The question is, why is Be'ish nol the beyantif nailand? Typically you knew it was coming. The Balamar says, Enechnami, it's not, it's only because it's a medes legadol efreichim. The Taisus Rid says, because you don't know that it's coming. And the Rishayim say, because it's a chelik of a davar muksa. It's a chelik of a tainagos, medes legadol beitzim. So, Mimele, that's why you can't have a chon on it. It's muksa agavimai. So, on that, we still have a kasha. The Ran already here asked two kashas. The Ran here assumes that that's the pshad. The fact that it's a chelik of a tainagos, medes legadol beitzim, that makes it muksa. That makes it nailed. And he asks, from chaylev adam eiz l'teichek neira. Right? Why is there the milk then? The milk also is a chaylev of the goat, which is muksa. How could you eat the milk? You have a milk goat. And you go on Shabbos morning, or Yantif morning, and you milk it into your oatmeal. And you eat the oatmeal. What happened to the problem of muksa? He also asked, the Gemara that beiz in the beiz. The Gemara that beiz in the beiz was two men a tiny girl, some men a slachila. And the Gemara wants to know why it's aser. And the Gemara says, The Gemara had to answer. The Gemara says, why is it Asar on Shabbos? That was the Gemara's Kasha. So for Exach Liran, I understand on Yontif, a Tainagadus, and then it's Lachil is not called Muksa because you could check the Tainagadus and everything inside it, but on Shabbos you can't. On Shabbos is also to check the Tainagadus, and Shabbos is Muksa Machmas Isser. So why don't we say on Shabbos that the egg is muksa, egg of the Tainagelis. It's important the Gemara that it's not. The only reason why it's us and Shabbos is different reasons, but there is no muksa. Even by Tainagelis and Medes La'achila, on Shabbos, it should be muksa, egg of the mother. So the Ran says, Amayu Dikatekts. The Ran says, this svara, that when the mother's muksa, the thing inside is muksa, whether it's the egg, or anything inside it, it's only when it's muksa be'etzim. It's only when it's muksa because it's not an eichel altogether. It's a menis legal beitzim. So the mother is not considered mukhana fechila b'chlal. The mother is an egg layer. It's not a food. So the egg is muksa agav the mother. Just like the mother can't be eaten because it's not mukhan fechila, everything inside it, including the egg, also can't be eaten. It's not mukhan fechila. But the goat there by Shabbos, the Ran says specifically, it's not a goat that's meant for chalav. It's a goat that's meant for eating. You just can't eat it on Shabbos because it's aser to, it's muksa machmas iser. You're not allowed to shecht it, but it's in eichel. It's considered a food. It is aser. But that's not a problem that it's not a food. It's not mukhan for food. It's aimed for food. You just have a problem that it's aser. Okay. It is aser. It's milk isn't aser. And the same thing with the egg in the Tainagelis and Menes L'Achila on Shabbos. The chicken, the hen, is royal achila. It's meant for achila. You're not allowed to shecht it on Shabbos, but the egg you're allowed to eat on Shabbos. So that's how he's mechalik. He doesn't realize clearly that that's the same svara, but it is. That svara the Rishonim are saying on Shabbos Kuf Kafala from Midbeis. That the site of Tainagelis and Menes L'Achila Beitzim L'fi the Rishonim is, it's a chelik of Adava Muksa, it can't be chalan and achana. That's only when the lack of achana is because it's not meant for eating. So merely, even though the egg really is meant for eating, but doesn't have its own identity, so it becomes part of the chicken which is not meant for eating, and therefore it's not mukhan. Now Shein came by the milk in the challah and in the eis, which the eis is aimed la'achila, that you have to make an akimta, and the sham is the alma tishri, where the tiny girl smells la'achila, and it lays an egg on Shabbos. So it is an eichel. So even though it's also not mukhan, because it's asid, and practically, there's no way to eat it. You're not allowed to shecht it on Shabbos. But that wouldn't make that the egg's not mukhan, or the milk isn't mukhan. That's the Ran svar. Now the Tosfos Rid, who says the problem with the egg, and the difference between the egg and the milk, is that the egg is not necessarily going to come, he reads his klar, that by the milk, even when it's amedis l'cholav, it's mutter. Come in afkimina la'alacha, al-kapanim if you hold of muksa. And according to the Tosfos Rid, the milk will be mutter even if the goat is a medes l'chalav, it's a milk goat, so it's not a food b'chlal. And let's say on yontif, you wouldn't be allowed to shech the goat, but the milk would still be mutter. Anything which is vadeh gonna come doesn't have a din of nailad. Now Sheikh and the other Rishonim don't hold that way, even if the egg is vadeh gonna come. As long as it's a chelik of adava muksa, it becomes muksa. There will be a problem of nailad. The thing is, the Ran is redefining muksik only means in this case something which is b'chal not roi la'achila or not oimid la'achila, something which b'chal doesn't have a din eichel. So the male, the egg, or the milk wouldn't have a din eichel agav the mother, and therefore wouldn't be considered mukhan. Now shenkein, something which is muksa machmas iser, even though it's impossible on Shabbos to eat the goat or eat the tainagela semenis la'achila, and has a din eichel because it's oimid la'achila, and therefore the milk and the eggs would not become that lit.